Please welcome in Caitlin Jacobson joining us this morning on behalf of the Extension Office here in North Platte, talking a little bit about 4-H here in our community. Caitlin, we had you on just a few months ago talking about the new job. Now yes. The fair season's behind us. Are you still enjoying it?
I am. Got through fair. It was a wonderful, crazy, busy time. Jumped right in and did all the learning experiences. Got to experience fair for the first time. Got that under my belt. So, yes, enjoying it. And now I get to move on to some different things coming up here.
Some of those different things are going to be some fundraising opportunities as well for our local 4-H'ers.
Yes, exactly. Our 4-H Council is hosting a garage sale at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds on October 14th and 15th. That's a Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Friday, the sale will go from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and then Saturday, they'll be there from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are accepting donations for the garage sale. Really, we're looking for 4-H-related items, so if you have any kitchen items you're willing to part with or sewing items, if you're a livestock person, if you have, feeders and waterers mm-hmm. for animals that you don't use anymore, we'd gladly take those off your hands so they can go to a 4-H'er that is looking for those items that may not have to purchase them brand new for their 4-H project.
And all the funds raised are going to stay with 4-H too, right?
Correct. Yep, they'll stay with the 4-H Council. Our council does a whole bunch of things for the 4-H programs. They're really the advocates in our community for our 4-H'ers. Mainly, this money will go towards scholarships. They give out college scholarships every year, scholarships to just different 4-H state events. We are actually planning a CWF or Citizen Washington Focus trip in June 2023. So that our local 4-H council will give scholarships for that as well and for 4-H camps. So our 4-H council does a lot for our local 4-H program, and mm-hmm. we really appreciate everybody's support. So.
Again, we have Caitlin Jacobson joining us this morning on KODY's Mugs of the Morning, talking a little bit about local 4-H here on behalf of the University of Nebraska Extension Office here in North Platte. Caitlin, what other opportunities do we have coming up for folks?
I just kind of wanted to highlight just some different ways that I don't think people are aware that you can participate in 4-H. For those of you who don't really know what 4-H is, it's one of the largest out-of-school organizations in the United States. Nationally, it has 7 million youth members, and we are through the University of Nebraska, so it's our way to kind of outreach, and our goal is, our mission is to help youth, develop into positive citizens that are involved in their community. So just different ways that you can be involved is through any local 4-H clubs. We do school enrichments. I've been going out to our local school communities, after-school programs. We have day camps in the summer, special interest groups. So there's really something for everybody, from robotics to entomology mm-hmm. to heritage projects, running the whole gamut. And with our ever-changing world, we do offer some online technology opportunities now. So enrollment is actually open, starts October 17th. If anybody's interested to enroll, you can go to 4-H online or contact our extension office to learn more about 4-H, and we would be happy to visit with you.
And I think there's this misconception too, Caitlin, that, it's not summertime, so there's not a lot going on with 4-H.
Yes.
And I understand the misconception, but it is indeed a misconception.
Yep, absolutely. There's always something going on. We have, I was just talking about our Citizen Washington Focus trip. We're mm-hmm. preparing for that. There's a National Youth Leadership or Nebraska Youth Leadership Beef Symposium for youth to go to UNL. And so there is definitely a lot of leadership opportunities in 4-H throughout the entire year. You can be involved in 4-H and never even go to fair. So.
Yeah. And it's going to better you for a lifetime, really. The career skills that you learn, the professional skills, the people skills, it's going to benefit you no matter what you decide to do, rather you continue your education after high school or go right into the workforce.
Absolutely. 4-H is an opportunity just to explore any of your sparks quirks or interests that you have. There's a senior this year that has been that I was visiting with. She's been involved in the horse program, and you know, she never would have been involved in the horse, you know, getting to, you know, education about horses, equine, if it wasn't for 4-H. And now she's planning to go to college and study equine therapy.
Oh, so, how awesome.
Yeah, it's just really cool to see where 4-H takes people after they leave the program.
Yeah, you can attest to that, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. I was a 4-H'er, and it's come full circle.
It really has. Caitlin, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I think that's it. Just if you'd like to contact us or learn more about 4-H, you can call the Extension Office 308-532-2683.
And if folks want to get in contact with you, Caitlin, to talk a little bit more about 4-H, how can they do so?
You can contact the Extension Office, or you can email me, caitlin.jacobson@unl.edu, and or like us on Facebook. We try to keep everybody, our Facebook page, up to date, and you can message us on Facebook. Or a lot of the times, any questions that you have are probably answered on there, because we do post pretty regularly.
A lot of great information on there for folks.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Caitlin, appreciate you stopping by the studio once again. Look forward to seeing you down the road.
Yep. Thank you.